A busy semester continues for Lyric Theater at Illinois. Their production of Puccini's iconic opera La Boheme opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. I spoke with several performers from La Boheme, along with Nathan and Julie Gunn from Lyric Theater, about this production. Nathan, I want to start by asking you, I was looking through the program, and you described La Boheme as your favorite opera. And I'd just like you to tell us why.
It's a masterpiece. Puccini was able to put together a show that is chock full of heightened emotion, something that everybody can relate to, and one great tune follows another great tune. The acts are fast, and you'll laugh your head off, and then you'll bawl your eyes out at the end. If you want a cathartic experience, go see it.
Julie, what about for you? What do you always think of when you think of La Boheme?
It's really perfect, and it's something that you do when you're in this business all the time. You know, it's like the Christmas opera, and every time you go back to it, you think, "Oh my gosh, he's even better than I thought he was." Every single thing is in there, every bit of human emotion, and you know, for us, and we, you know, we're so invested in our students. But they are those people. They are, you know.
They're the characters of the age.
They don't have to act much because it's just what they are. And so it makes it even more heartbreaking, you know. Is it okay to say she dies at the end?
I think so. I think we can.
That's very sad.
I've got two Rodolfos in the studio with me, Andrew Turner and Ryan Johnson. Andrew, what's it like playing lead role in such a well-known opera throughout the literature here?
It is definitely a challenge, but it's also really awesome. I think being able to have this opportunity to go out through a whole entire opera in Italian and be able to give a character and tell a story is something that is worth doing. So.
And Ryan, your thoughts on being able to play this role?
It's a dream role. It's a challenge. We learn a lot doing it, and we've had fun being able to play with the production, and because this is a more modern production of setting it in the 1950s of Paris, and so it's been a big learning process, but it's been really rewarding.
In un coupé con pariglia livre, mi saluto ridendo. Tu, musetta le dissi, e il cuor non batte. Oh, non lo sento. Grazie vellute il che il copre.
C'ho un gusto d'aver. C'ho un gusto d'aver.
Loyola va. Ti rodi e ridi.
Non batte bene.
Grant Ebert is Marcello. Grant, great to have you here.
Thank you.
Grant, what about Marcello's relationship with Rodolfo? How do those two characters interact?
Oh, it's a typical bromance. Like, we have a lot of poetic ideas. I have artistic ideas, and he has poetic ideas. And I feel like we kind of bounce ideas off of each other and try to often one-up each other with our ideas.
One of the Mimis in the production, Kim Wallett. Kim, great to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Playing one of the star-crossed lovers in an opera like this, what's this been like for you?
You learn these arias when you're so young, and you only get one side of the character. So being able to do the full role has really given me a chance to bring out the nuances in Mimi's character. You know, her innocence, but also her desire to have fun. You know, how soon she knows she's dying. It's all about timing throughout the whole role. It's just really an honor to be able to sing Puccini's music, too. It's just such a beautiful score.
Cerca in me, ricerca in me.
And let's talk about the set. This is set in about 1950, mm-hmm. Paris. Is yeah. that right? Yeah. How did you settle on that?
I wanted it to be a time period that was a little bit older than it is now, so you can imagine people writing with a pencil and a piece of paper, not a computer and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be a time where there was a very strong feeling of sorrow and joy at the same time. You know, the Nazis had just been defeated. Paris was Paris again, but there are still American soldiers going around. It was an era where the kind of beatnik thing was beginning to happen, so it was a almost a revival of that bohemian period in the late 19th century that occurred.
How long have you been wanting to do La Boheme here?
It was when we first started running the program. It's always been at the top of my list.
Didn't you do it here?
I did it here when I was a student. Yeah, I was Shonar in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was. Yeah.
And weren't you singing it when we got engaged? That's
true,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Out in Opera North, up in
one of our first
New Hampshire or Vermont,
gigs
or wherever it is.
Together.
I didn't get paid for that, by the way.
Oh.
I like to say I was pretty good in that cast, and I got paid zero.
I was on the staff, and I said, I think if you took my boyfriend, he'd be very good. And they said, I don't know, Julia. I said, please, he's so talented.
And I got the gig.
And I'm sure she's never let you forget that.
No, actually.
Yeah. He even asked me to marry him because of that.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Not the marriage part, just the
of course.
Opera part.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm pretty familiar with it.
That was Kim Ouellette as Mimi and Grace Thompson as Musetta performing Quando Men Vo from Puccini's opera La Boheme here in the WIOL studios. Their performance opens tonight at Cranard Center for the Performing Arts. You can see evening performances tonight through Saturday and a Sunday matinee. Details at CranardCenter.com.